Joining me on Talk Radio 570 KVI is a state Republican representative who was just in a House Transportation Committee work session where Democrats have basically, at a minimum, been forced to acknowledge that electrifying the state ferries might be more expensive than we realized, might be unsustainable, and might be unattainable, at least by the year 2040. Joining me here on Talk Radio 570 KVI is Republican State Representative Andrew Barkus. Representative Barkus, thanks for coming on to talk to me about what happened at this work session.
Well, good morning, Phil, and thanks for having me on this morning.
The takeaway that I saw reported by the Washington State Standard was this admission by the chair of the State House Transportation Committee. He's a Tacoma State Representative, Jake Fye. And Representative Fye said, quote, "We can't do everything we want to do. We can't buy everything we want to buy. So let's talk about the priorities," end quote. And this was in relation to the incredible costs that are associated with trying to electrify all these state ferries that Governor Inslee wanted to do. Did that that comment by Jake Fye take you by surprise? Did you realize that this was coming?
Well, yes and no. I mean, I have worked very closely as the ranking member on the House Transportation Committee with Representative Fye, and both of us have been fairly much on the same page in some respects when it comes to the budgetary process, the ever-increasing costs, and the concern of how we're going to pay for this. I think the biggest takeaway, amongst many things, was my colleagues in the majority finally coming to this realization that maybe it's too expensive and we're not going to achieve the quote-unquote climate goals that were set out X amount of years ago. And is this the right way to do it at this cost? You know, Phil, there's so many things with the ferries that we've been talking about for years and years. And the extraordinary cost of electrification, both in the production of the new boat that we just heard about, this Florida company now going to bid to build a new electric ferry, $405 million for the first copy of that boat, which is almost double what it was back when we were talking about this in 2018. And we just completed a conversion of the Wenatchee at $133 million, which was, you know, tens of millions of dollars over what was projected. You know, you cannot look at that with the entirety of the fleet, with the need of the fleet, and all the ancillary things that need to be done in order to electrify the entire system. We're talking billions and billions and billions of dollars and, you know, dozens of years in order to achieve this. We can't do that, Phil. The state does not have the money. The taxpayers should not be footing the bill for this. This is the wrong direction for this program. It's time to take a hard look, change direction, and go back to what we had talked about back in 2018 before the governor penned that executive order on building the boats that we had been building in the past, clean diesel electric boats for our ferry system.
Representative Barkus, the timeline for this is 2040 to get all this done on the current terms that, like you just indicated, former Governor Inslee had put us on. And Democrats love to talk about things need to be sustainable. But this was the warning early on. So is this an admission that this is clearly unsustainable based on what former Governor Inslee wanted to do?
I would say yes. I mean, I think that, you know, you look at some of the questions that were asked in that by my Democrat colleagues. I sat back with somewhat of a smile on my face and then afterwards had conversations with several legislators that said, hey, maybe we need to look at some different things. What's the best way to reduce or carbon? Are we getting the bang for the buck? It's good to have some perspective, Phil, that, you know, the ferry system had a plan many years ago, and it started in the early 2000s. We have only built seven new boats since 2000. So 25 years, Phil, we've only built seven new boats. We need 16 more new boats over the next 20 plus years, right? We were on a path in 2018 to build the current Olympic-class boats with vigor. We had worked all the details out, the funding. This is pre-Climate Commitment Act, everything else, to build one and then another contract for four. And with a sweep of the pen, Governor Inslee took us on this climate agenda because it went above all else, all other priorities, his climate agenda in all aspects of our state government. But in the ferry system, it took us on this route. And since that executive order, we haven't built anything. As a matter of fact, this new contract for building this next boat is looking at 2028, 2030, when we'll see the first boat. So you add another 10 plus years for the first boat, and look at the cost, Phil. When we were talking in 2018, we were talking about $130, $150 million for a ferry boat. Now we're in the 400 range. So yes, sustainability over the long period of time, how are we going to do that within the cost? It is an admission that we need to look at a different direction. You know, I started this a couple years ago when I put legislation forth asking the governor, then Inslee, to declare a state of emergency and talk to the boat builders and talk and push forward and say, hey, stop with this planning for the electrification of these boats. Let's build boats today. Let's get boats back in the water. If we would have done that, Phil, we would have new boats coming online right now. And we would not have the cost that we were seeing that the taxpayers are going to have to fund. And we would not have all of the issues that the ferry riders who depend on this maritime highway every single day need, and they don't have that reliability, and they won't for years to come because of the fleet.
Talking to State Representative Andrew Barkas, he's the ranking Republican on the State House Transportation Committee, and they had a work session here a couple of days ago, and the Democratic Party chair of the House Transportation Committee basically had to start admitting that the electrification process of the state ferries is too expensive and the timeline to do it just might not be attainable. Now, another Democratic state senator who's on the state Senate Transportation Committee side, he seemed to say, this is Marco Elias out of Edmonds Mukilteo, he seemed to say that things might be bumpy, might be unpredictable, but we're going to end up electrifying this ferry fleet. He said we're headed in the right direction, but at the same time, he said we can't write a blank check. And these seem to be all too often the conclusions that Democrats come to, that, hey, we're going to do this extra special, more expensive version of something that we could get for a whole lot lower price, and we don't really care what the price tag costs.
Right. Well, it's interesting to me. You know, Phil, I'm a businessman, and I've been in business for decades, and I bring that perspective into my role as a state legislator and in all aspects of what I do. And I try to teach my colleagues who don't have that business acumen of what it is. And one of the big things is return on investment. If we're going to spend dollars, what is our investment? What is our return over a period of time? What are our outcomes? In state government, unfortunately, all too often, we set out a course and say, well, it's going to cost X. And then all of a sudden, it doesn't cost X. They come back and say, we need this much more. And in a state, you just come back and you get more money. So every time we see, oh, it's going to be an overrun or a cost increase, we have to stop that type of government. You know, we just went through one of the toughest budget seasons, one of the toughest sessions that I've been through in 10 years. Mm-hmm. And as a result of everything to keep the state moving, just to keep our maintenance and preservation, to keep these projects moving, like in the Puget Sound region, all over our state, you saw one of the largest tax increases in the history of Washington State, 6 cent gas tax, 20 some other fees and everything else on top of the Climate Commitment Act, which is already adding. So, you know, drive around today, Phil, look at what the cost of gas is today. It's over $5 a gallon. It's crazy. So when we look at this return on investment, one of the stats I think was just mind blowing is that this conversion, this electric conversion, right, of one boat, $133 million, $96 million of that was part of the conversion for the propulsion and the batteries and all that crap. Mm-hmm. We're going to save $1.6 million a year in diesel fuel purchase costs. Okay. $1.6 million, $90 million to save 1.6. It's going to take 90 years to recover the cost of that. It makes no sense.
Yeah, and the boats, I think it even says in this Washington State Standard story, the boats would basically have a lifespan of about 60 years. So that doesn't pencil out in the slightest.
No, now, it does not pencil out. Now, and so, you know, when they were go ahead.
I was going to say, I love where you're going with this. Time's getting a little tight. So I kind of wanted to bring it back to one of the things that you kind of mentioned early on. You said that the majority Democrats, the legislature, specifically the House Transportation Committee that you're on, they seem to be realizing that some of these climate goals aren't going to be reached. All this revolved around, this was Jay Inslee's holy grail, was reducing carbon emissions. So the understanding that these climate goals and reducing carbon emissions aren't attainable, do you feel like these targets were convoluted and untethered to reality from the get-go? And now the Democrats have kind of painted themselves into this corner where now they're realizing, we promised something we can't deliver.
I do, because, I mean, look at he put this above all else. And there's been a lot of data. There's been a lot of study at Washington Policy Center. There's been all sorts of things that have shown that we are nowhere near reaching our climate goals, nor will we achieve that over the course of time. These are artificial dates, artificial goals that are put out. Look at the EV mandate. All the things that were put in place that we have to buy X amount of EVs and cars and trucks, failing. No infrastructure, high cost, nobody's buying the vehicles to the extent. The trucking industry was decimated in the last year because of those standards. And now they're pulling back. They're looking at having to redo that. We have to do the same thing when it comes to this. I had a conversation yesterday with a company. They're building diesel prime mover engines, the engines that go into these boats that are extremely efficient, the highest standard. Their carbon emissions are reduced by like 50-60%, burning clean diesel for the future. These are 30-40-year motors, right? You can achieve the goals at the reduced cost, but we have to sit down and look at this entire thing. It was shocking to hear from the Washington State Ferries that the 2020 electrification plan is outdated. And what that means, Phil, is that there's not enough money that was projected back then to do it today. There's no way we're going to achieve this electrification process without putting the burden on the taxpayers at a rate that we've never seen in the state of Washington. And you know what? We just saw it this last session. We've got to do something different. It's time to change the course on this. And I'm working on that right now, and I'm prepared to do that. And if my colleagues in the majority are willing to do that, then, you know, I would love to sit down and start planning forward a future that takes us in a different direction.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this is time to rally people in the street and spread the word that, hey, we were promised a bunch of things that clearly cannot be delivered. And because that's the case, the plug needs to be pulled on all of this stuff, and we need to get back to realistic expenditures for what government can actually provide and deliver here in the state of Washington.
True.
And that's been just an Achilles heel of the Democrats for quite a long time, that they've been in the majority control of Olympia between the legislature and the governor's office. Representative Barkas, thank you so much for telling us about what happened at this work session that you were involved with for the State House Transportation Committee. And I anticipate that we could probably talk about this a whole lot longer, because it just shows you this fundamental dysfunction that Democrats have put on us here in the state of Washington. Well, I will be in touch with you, and we'll have you back on soon, okay?
Thank you, Phil. I look forward to continuing the conversation on this and many other subject matters that we're facing here in Washington State. So thank you very much.
Yeah, I would add it all up by saying it's time to translate all these mistakes that Democrats have made into actual action. And we'll keep doing that here on The Morning Ride, and you'll hear it with Ari Hoffman in the afternoon here on Talk Radio 570 KVI as well.